You got it going with Hank.
Not necessarily the
news. Sound the bell, because here is the good news. And there we are, right here, for you, everywhere. It is a Monday installment of...
Not necessarily the news.
Who knows?
We're just like Thanksgiving dinner. You'll also want to come back for some extra helpings. We welcome all of our Hank Facebook Livers online. We have now unbuffered and entangled ourselves on the internet. We're back here. And so are you.
Let's start right out.
Please do.
Hey, what happened?
Yeah, so the I was at the Buckner family gathering yesterday, and my dad looked on the phone, and he was like, it's like the Cowboys are playing, right? Yeah. I wonder what they're doing. And they were down like 21-7 in the third quarter, and he's like, well,
why do you even ask?
I'm glad we didn't even turn this on. And then
I get home, Mike.
It's the greatest comeback in the history of sports.
How about them Cowboys?
I know, right? So, Brandon Aubrey kicked there at the end. There was a lot of drama with a block punt penalty and all that stuff. But all comes out in the wash as the Cowboys come back. Biggest comeback in team history. Down 21 points, I would figure, but okay.
Heck yeah.
24-21 over the Philadelphia Eagles. And we also saw Dak Prescott now as the Cowboys passing yards leader. He is now officially
number one.
Thrown more yards than any other quarterback. He just passed Tony Romo on that. And he just moves his way up the list, too. He's second in attempts now, not far behind to Troy Aikman, too, and second to Tony Romo. So there you go. Cowboys will take on the Kansas City Chiefs. Thanksgiving Day, we will have Cowboy Jerry on at 8:15.
How about them Cowboys?
Also,
we're going to the Super Bowl.
As our Rangers get rid of anybody that pretty much had anything to do with a World Series championship. It's kind of sad.
I'm sorry.
Rangers just traded Marcus Semien, second baseman, to the New York Mets. It was actually a pretty good trade, too, because we got Brandon Nemo, who's actually a little better. Or Nemo, but I like Nemo.
Just keep swimming.
We found him. Go Rangers.
So this may seem like just another holiday season to us, but make no mistake about it. Everyone in the jewelry industry... pretty excited. This is where they do 90% of their sales. And one to shoot for? A $2.5 million watch, KB.
Mm.
It was a pocket watch that belonged to one Isidore Strauss, who founded a little company called Macy's. Yeah, he held on to it while going down on the Titanic with his trusty wife Ida by his side.
Yeah.
It's 18 carats engraved. He got it for his 43rd birthday back in the day. Was recently auctioned off, and they were one of the few first-class passengers that perished when the ship hit a massive iceberg because she wanted to stay by her man.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They were so in love, just like you and Al.
I'd tell Al to get the heck off the ship, girl.
He tried.
What are you doing?
He tried. They said, hey, you're old because you're 43.
Run away.
You need to get on the lifeboat.
Run away.
He said, no way, I'm a man.
Okay.
And then that's how that ended. More inspo. Oh, I'll be here all day.
That's where it ended, right there. There you go. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. By the way, just in time for the holidays, unofficially, officially, Doge is gone. That's over with.
Oh.
Yeah, they have disbanded. The last Doge employees either took new roles or went online to tell everybody that Doge is gone. It still had 8 months on its contract. And over there at the White House, they're not saying when they're going to do it, but it's got to be pretty quick, either today or tomorrow, and that would be the pardoning of the turkeys.
Ooh.
Now, closing was voting on Friday, and it was actually all through Melania and the Office of the First Lady for the names. You could vote for what the names of the two turkeys would be, so I guess they don't have names already. And I guess we'll find out if it's sugar and spice, pumpkin and pie, acorn and squash, or gobble and waddle.
Oh, I don't know. I like the...
I'm sorry. That's the last one right there is the Senate leadership. Oh. I'm sorry. That's what it's going to be. I just wanted to play more Titanic music. I mean, why not?
We're here to help.
Yeah.
it's a feel-good moment. So what are you going to be eating this Thanksgiving? Well, the debate is on in my family.
Yeah.
You know, a certain someone angling for an apple pie. Traitors. Traitors, all of them. But in the world of country music, it's all about the classics. Dierks Bentley saying there is no wrong way to cook a turkey. Justin Moore,
yes,
well, he mans the fryer. I don't know that that's a good choice. Tim McGraw, well, he suggests we just all eat in the kitchen, set the table up there because that's where everybody winds up anyway. Then there's Alan Jackson, cornbread. It's not just for his songs. And his wife, Denise, well, there's a reason they've been married 40 years.
My favorite Thanksgiving dish would be the homemade dressing that we, cornbread-based kind of dressing that we
dressing.
Always have with turkey.
That
recipe is kind of a combination of my mama and Denise has taken it and perfected it over the years.
See?
So that me and my children really enjoy it.
You see, he just falls in line. Denise picks what's going on.
There's also a family story about that when it comes to the most famous dressing of my Aunt Peggy.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. We found out many years later that it was just simply from a company outside of town called Prater's. Never told anybody. But by goodness, that's good stuff.
We see you, Peggy.
Congratulations to Vivo Grande and the Goldblum as Wicked, the sequel, for good. Bigger than even part one. $150 million. Over the weekend. They did pretty well for themselves. In fact, it's the biggest debut ever for a Broadway adaptation and the third best of any musical ever. So the other two are 2019's The Lion King and 2017 Beauty and the Beast. Also winning, Miss Mexico wins the Miss Universe pageant over the weekend. Evidently, this still goes on and the universe is involved. So she was the one, though, this is notable, that we talked about a little while ago. She was the one that was called a dummy by the pageant officials.
No.
And, like, berated in front of everybody. And so all the other contestants walked off right there. So she ends up showing them and winning. And now she controls the universe. So.
Oh, is that? I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Aw, go you. Well, it may not be a good morning for a beer on the patio, but what about Miami? Just in time for the holidays, Mariah Carey's pop-up bar has opened. Yeah, it's based on her song, All I Want for Christmas Is You, which according to Mariah, we should not be playing yet. Look at us, super rebels. The holiday
just
bar
the music bed.
Features Mariah-themed cocktails, food, decor, photo ops, because it has to be Instagrammable. Also enjoy things like a Make My Wish Come True espresso martini, or write a letter to the Queen of Christmas for a very special gift.
I don't think she'll fit down my chimney. Anyway. Yeah, this doesn't count. I don't think this counts as Christmas music yet. It's just Christmas thematic music.
Background music.
Tonight on TV, this should be fun. Everybody Loves Raymond, probably the last great sitcom. 30th anniversary special. That'll be on TV. Funny note that they all took something, the cast, when the show wrapped up years ago from the set. And Ray took the couch.
Oh!
And it's been in his home theater ever since. And CBS had to get it back from him. For tonight's reunion episode, so he delivered it.
There, the movers are on their way over.
He probably had to pay shipping, too. And then in other wedding news, yes, you can go ahead and RSVP at 921HankFM.com right there for our wedding with Al right there.
Aww.
But Taylor Swift allegedly plans to have her wedding at her Rhode Island mansion. And that... We dodged the bullet. That was our second choice. That was
Rhode
Island. 92.1. Hank FM.